We then move on to brachas that define who we are. And the truth is, these are issues that people struggle with, and I think it's worth dealing with them, confronting them, and talking about the topic and around the topic. Because we make brachas of Shalei Asani Goya, Shalei Asani Nachri, Shalei Asani Eved, Shalei Asani Isha, who has not made me a non-Jew, has not made me a slave, has not made me a woman. First question is, why are these in the negative? We could have just said Shalei Asani Yisrael. You made me Yisrael, which would have taken care of all of these three things in one. Why are we wording it in the negative? You haven't made me this, you haven't made me that, you haven't made me the other. So the Perush that Anaf Yosef brought in the Eitzah Tfilis brings the Mahari Mintz, who brings a fascinating explanation for this. The Gemara tells us, in Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yudalef Amud Beis, Nimnu V'Gamru, eventually they decided and they voted, Nayach Leila Adam, Shalai Nivra, Yais Misha Nivra. It would have been better, it certainly would have been easier and more comfortable for us never to have been created in the first place. What does that mean? So he explains, that it would have been much better, or easier, or more comfortable for the spiritual side of ourselves never to have come down to this world in the first place. We should have stayed as spiritual beings, without a body. We were anyway floating or residing or existing in some way under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own throne. We're thrown down to this world, into a physical body, in order to become more perfect. In this Olam HaMaisa, in this world where there are choices and decisions, and tough choices and tough decisions to be made, in order to be able to choose good, to walk in a straight path, to keep Hashem's mitzvahs, to keep His laws. The problem is, it's a real challenge. We're at war. Our physical selves and our spiritual selves really are in a constant state of tension and struggle. And therefore, do you know what? It would have been easier not to have had any of this, and just to stay upstairs as we were before, pure, pristine, holy, and spiritual. And as a result of that, as a result of this tension, and the fact that it would have actually in some way been better or easier or more comfortable, we don't thank Hashem for who we are. We define ourselves in terms of what we're not. Because Nayach Leila Adam Shalei Nivra. I'm not this and I'm not that. I'm not the other. Now it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be in this world. He's given us challenges. He's given us opportunities. He's given us a role. So of course we thank Him for that. Because our shleimus, our perfection, only comes from having come down to this world. But perhaps as a way of marking or mentioning this tension every single day, we define ourselves not what we are, but in terms of what we're not. Because in a way, it would have been easier not to be here in the first place. It's a fascinating perspective. So what are we meant to think? Well, my life's worthless? Absolutely not. What are we meant to think? That there's a tension? Sure. There's a challenge of being a spiritual being in a physical world? Absolutely. And those are the challenges that we face day on day. And therefore reminding ourselves of this Gemara of Nayach Leila Adam Shalei Nivra. It would have been more comfortable. It would have been easier not to have existed and been created in the first place. But now that we have to look for shleimus. By remembering that tension, by defining ourselves in the negative, we allow ourselves to gain perspective on the day and everything that we have to do. There's a lot more to say on that, but we'll have to do that for the next time.